This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A World Health Organization senior advisor now says that wealthy countries need to go more COVID-19 vaccines and follow the United States in making doses available immediately to cover a 200 million dose gap caused by Indian supply disruptions and manufacturing delays. Warning of a two-track recovery, the WHO is urging wealthy countries to donate their surplus doses to poorer countries instead of giving them to less vulnerable groups like children. They have so far donated 150 million doses via the COVAX sharing scheme. However, Bruce Aylward said on Friday that only a small portion of those doses will be available in the short term in June, July, and August, when they can make a difference in slowing the pace of infections in the global pandemic. He praised U.S. plans announced on Thursday to quickly share 25 million doses and encouraged other wealthy nations to follow suit. Britain's medicines regulator said on Friday it had approved the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech for use for 12 to 15-year-olds following similar clearances in the U.S. and EU. The regulator said it would now be up to the country's Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization to decide whether to go ahead and inoculate the age group as part of the Britain vaccination rollout plan. Children aged 12 to 15 already receiving the Pfizer shot in the United States, while France and Germany are planning to start offering it at that age group. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin said he is hoping to improve deeply damaged ties with the United States when he holds his first summit with U.S. counterpart Joe Biden later this month. Speaking at St. Petersburg Economic Forum, Putin also said that relations between Russia and the U.S. are dependent on internal politics in the United States and that the U.S. is trying to hold Russia back. Meanwhile, the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters U.S. President Joe Biden views increasingly frequent ransomware attacks to be a rising national security issue. She reiterated that Biden plans to raise the issue with Russian President Vladimir Putin when they meet in Geneva on June 16th. Some of the hackers have been traced back to Russia. A hack of Brazilian meatpacker JBS's facilities in the United States reported this week is the third such ransomware hack in the country since Biden took office in January. The U.S. State Department has called on Nicaragua to free opposition figure Cristiana Chamorro, who is being held at her home after her laptops and cell phones were taken away. She is a potential presidential candidate in the November 7th elections and the daughter of former President Violeta Barrios de Chamorro. Her detention is the latest in a series of moves by President Daniel Ortega that his critics say are to prevent candidates from running against him in his reelection bid. On Tuesday, the government charged Chamorro with money laundering involving alleged financial irregularities related to the foundation that's named after her mother. Egypt has sent a convoy of engineers and building equipment to Gaza, and after orders from the president to begin reconstruction in the enclave after recent Israeli-Palestinian fighting, Egyptian state television reported, dozens of bulldozers, cranes, and trucks waving Egyptian flags lined up along the border to begin crossing the Gaza Strip. Palestinians lined the street on the Gaza side of the crossing to welcome the convoy as it rumbled into the small coastal enclave. A Palestinian border official said 50 vehicles had crossed thus far. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll